Hello everyone, I'm Matt Berry. And this is the final episode of a series of conversations with Jean-Michel Jarre at his studio in Paris.
So this is the Eminent 310.
Yeah.
And as you were saying, it's one of the basic sounds of Oxygen and Equinox and lots of my album. I think actually this instrument has a story. It's a Dutch instrument at the beginning, and these Dutch people, this brand, they really invented and created the string ensemble concept. What is it? It's actually adding on an organ three chorus called orbitones that creates this kind of very quick shifting of frequencies, creating the sound of strings playing together. And then they sold this to ARP, and then the ARP, there is the first ARP string ensemble based on this. But actually what's different from the Eminent to anything done after that, including the Solina, it's actually everybody else are using just one chorus, where the Eminent are using three.
Right.
And this is the reason why the sound is very rich. So the whole idea is to start from a very basic organ sound. And then adding the three choruses. So you have the three chorus like this. And then sustain, so you have the release creating a little more kind of reverb sound. And then on Oxygen, what I did is I used a guitar pedal called the Small Stone, which is one of legendary Phaser. And the first generation has that kind of silky sound that you can't find on the more recent ones.
Mm.
And then you lose probably half of the level. So I have to adjust the level here. And then suddenly you have and lots of noise. It's going with it. And then the trick and the process, what I've done for Oxygen, is actually using the delay and most of the Oxygen album is actually the left side is dry, and the right side of the album, of the whole album actually, is the delay, the delayed version of the dry sound coming from the right. So actually 50% of the album is actually made of delay. And then if I put the original ones were these Revoxes, but they are not plugged in at the moment. So I'm replacing the delay, but it's going to be more or less the same thing with a digital delay with this. And by just adding this, then suddenly we'll have the dry sound here, the delay sound here to get the stereo. And then you will have the sound I use for Oxygen, like a So this is it.
That's amazing.
It's coming from this kind of very, very minimalist, poor organ sound, which is very, very dry. And then just by processing with very simple things, suddenly you have the most extraordinary wide sound.
Yeah. But that was your idea. That's the point.
Yeah, exactly.
You put that with that.
Yes. And that is actually in days where you had no way to process sounds of keyboards. So I actually, the idea was, and then now lots of people are doing this, but the idea was to steal from the guitar players their pedals and to put to use these pedals for with keyboards and organs, where in days it was not really done at all. I mean, the people were, I mean, the guitar world is still a bit the case, but the guitar world was on one side and the keyboard world was even not recognized as such. So, I mean, what I did is I used some pedals and basically from Electro Harmonix, and the guy from Electro Harmonix was a kind of crazy guy. He really created fantastic pedals such as the Small Stone and the Electric Mistress, and you have actually very different generations of small stone, like, which is interesting in electronic music. Is actually you have lots of series of instruments. For instance, here are the different models. This model is the first one. This model is the first one, and you can recognize it because of this minimalist type of writing. And this has the most silky one. Then you have the second model, which is this one. I think this one you have it.
Yeah.
And this one is quite good, quite close. Not as good, but quite okay. This one is not as good. It's even worse, I would say. And then the new ones are just forget it. And then, which is, I would say, number two is this one. And this one has a story. It's a Soviet Union pedal, Small Stone. And this one has a story because this guy designed, I met him in Moscow. He was a big fan of Oxygen. And by listening to the music, he actually conceived the pedal to try to, until if he would find the right sound. And actually, he did it so well that actually I use this a lot because it's much more, sorry, it's like coming straight from the Soviet Union army. So, and it's very, like, very heavy stuff.
Yeah.
And then we used it a lot on tour. And the sound is almost as good as this one. Very, very similar.
But that's the one to get.
But that's the one. That's the one the original one I used.
Yeah.
And actually I had two. The other one had a special switch because the real sound of Oxygen is when the battery, 9 volts battery, is slightly used. And when you go down to 8 volts, it has even this kind of silky phasing sinus that makes it so soft. And this one is, because the you can feel that the battery being a bit, is totally new. And it's a bit harsh. Where if you wait 3 hours, it's going to be gone, but you have to record in 3 hours because 1 hour later it's too weak.
Yeah.
So you have just a slot. So here we are. And then I have 5 of those ones because on stage when we played.
But that's the one that you used.
But that's the original one, yes.
And you've modified it here with...
Yeah, I modified it quite recently to get actually the... because the fact is the sustain, the length of the sustain is always the same. So sometimes... So it's okay, but because it's quite long, I wanted to be able to set up the length of the sustain. Because when you are playing on, I don't know, faster track with a faster BPM, you need to have less sustain. Otherwise, it's creating quite lots of mess, and also to what you have in the lower keyboard is the fact that you can have, I don't know if you yeah, you know, here you don't have the organ sound at all, you just have the strings, and more you push this, more you have the, this is just the chorus, and then. And that you can actually, of course, set up the amount of organ sound you need, where it doesn't exist there. So I asked the guy to do the same thing of this for the upper keyboard. So just minor things, and also this one is now MIDI, so which is great. Is actually I can also
control it,
and also playing MIDI files I've recorded at home or somewhere, and then going back to the studio and having the real imminent sound when I want it, when I want it.
It's amazing.
So here it is. Good? You happy?
That's amazing.